Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, November 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things, a couple of text messages came in. Transparency. Don't forget transparency. Most transparent election, most secure. Well, Laura Trump, the RNC, the constant, absolute constant battle that Patrick Kobach, with Mike Lindell's help, put the Democrats on notice. We were watching them this year. One thing that is very obvious, the fact that this is a process that we went through that was a little bit different. Why? Because Wayne County did not play any games in the wee hours of November 6th, the day after the election. Why? Because the numbers were the numbers. And it was obvious that they were not going to make up the numbers to give Michigan to Kamala Harris. Because by the time Michigan was in a place to be called, the election was already over. Wisconsin put Donald Trump over the top. At 2:20 in the morning on November 6th, it was over. There were no games in Detroit. There was no extra ballots brought in. This was a process that you have to understand went through smoothly because no games were played in Wayne County. There's still games going on in California and other states. It doesn't matter. It's over. It may end up being 500,000 is all that separates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in the national popular vote. It doesn't matter. He still won it. Electoral College prevailed. 312 to 226. The very map I spoke about and shared with you guys basically about 3 weeks before the election. Every prediction in that map came true. Games are still being played. It doesn't matter. These states are certified. It's moving forward. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is Kamala Harris is the vice president. She has to conduct the Electoral College activities on January 6th. The Republican electors will be electing Donald Trump on January 6th of 2025, and he will be sworn into office on January 20th of 2025. Will games be played? Yeah, absolutely. For sure. But you have to understand, this process isn't going to change the end results. So we're going to talk about it as we get closer to January 6th. We're going to have these states finally counted out. It'll be over. It's time to unite. It's time to get some things done. Donald Trump's cabinet selections, his appointments, things that he's putting into motion. Well, the media have already attacked one of the candidates, getting him to drop his name, withdraw his name from running, Matt Gaetz, the Florida congressman. Replacing him with Pam Bondi, the state attorney general from Florida. Well, I have one story pulled up here that's been verified by a couple other sources. Pam Bondi may end up appointing Matt Gaetz to be a special prosecutor. A special prosecutor to look into January 6th of 2021. The J6ers. To investigate the Justice Department, the Washington, D.C. police, and others to see if we can get these guys out of jail, to get all the charges dropped, and to see if Donald Trump lives up to his campaign promise of pardoning every single one of them. Get out of jail, get back to your life. How ironic would it be that Matt Gaetz, the one that was withdrew from nomination to be the attorney general, ends up getting appointed by Pam Bondi to be the special prosecutor to make this happen? Poetic justice. The other major battle will be the confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. And the things that he's talked about doing make America healthy again. Taking on pharma, taking on the CDC, taking on this bureaucratic swamp machine that's in Washington. Well, pretty interesting as this unfolds, how this happens to be a situation where Donald Trump has almost his entire cabinet already nominated, and we haven't even made it to Thanksgiving. That was not the case in 2016. Donald Trump did not hit the ground running. This time he is. And it's pretty interesting. Two things also occurred. Social media, Truth Social, and other places confirming Mike Rogers will not, never was, not going to happen, will he be even for consideration to be the director of the FBI. The absolute overwhelming feedback that Donald Trump got about Rogers contributed to that post. Donald Trump saying on Truth Social, Mike Rogers was never even in the consideration. Not going to happen, never going to happen, wasn't going to happen. So we won that victory without even a battle. Donald Trump heard from us, it's over. Rogers is going back to live in Florida to retire, never to be seen again in the political world, especially from Michigan. One thing that I wouldn't be surprised is to see who Governor Ron DeSantis appoints to fill Marco Rubio's Senate seat. It's not a special election. It is a appointment by the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. People are pushing Lara Trump, who now is a Florida resident, to be appointed by DeSantis. Now, I think that would be a fantastic appointment. I think he would earn brownie points with Donald Trump if he did that. But one thing to possibly consider, now that Rogers has officially moved back to Florida, rumors is the house that he purchased was sold and he no longer is a resident of Michigan. Isn't that convenient? 20 days after the election that he loses, he is no longer a Michigan resident. Right. Was he ever? Well, DeSantis could appoint Rogers to be that U.S. Senate seat, but he'd be representing the state of Florida. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's going to appoint Laura Trump. Because I think the absolute response would be overwhelming and could politically damage DeSantis going forward. See, you got to remember one thing. Donald Trump is only there for 4 years. J.D. Vance will be the nominee, I believe, in 2028. J.D. Vance needs a vice president. Well, he's from Ohio. Trump is from Florida. Ron DeSantis, could he be picked as vice president under J.D. Vance? God, I hope not. But we'll have to wait and see how this all plays out. Pretty interesting connections. Pretty interesting if you connect the dots. Lastly, certification of this election by the State Board of Canvassers triggering the recount potential, especially the one for the state representative race down in Calhoun County, I believe is the only race pending for a recount. I've looked, I've scoured, I've looked for other stories. No other races were that close to be considered for a recount. So let's see how much money the Democrats choose to spend on this recount down there in Calhoun County. It's not going to change the majority. Republicans still will have the majority. Right now, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. If they recount and prevail, it would still be 57 to 53. Matt Hall will still be the speaker. So that's something we're going to keep an eye on, but I don't really think it's going to play out to be that important. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. This segment brought to you by our new beef farmer here in Antrim County. This is Montana Black and Red Angus beef that is free-ranging, grass-fed. Fantastic beef. We had the roast yesterday. Man, what a taste. Just phenomenal. If you'd like to get on their list for January, they have animals that are going to be processed down at Ebel's in Falmouth, Michigan. Text me beef, and I'll send you the contact information to get a hold of Mark and Brandy Kraft. They're on M88, right near Shanty Creek Resort. They're taking orders right now. You can get on their list. Text me beef. And you guys can get on the list for January delivery. Fantastic. Unbelievable flavor. Grass-fed, free-ranging Black Angus beef right here in Northern Michigan. So again, text me beef and I'll send you the information. One of the things that now that the election's been certified, this recount for this one state rep seat will be over soon. We can head into Thanksgiving on Thursday knowing that the country is going in a new direction. State of Michigan is going in a new direction. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to have to deal with a Republican majority for the last 2 years of her governorship. Matt Hall is already starting to put things out there. One of the things that you have to understand is the process. Now, as we move forward with the next election, and I know you don't want to hear this, but you need to plan for it. 2025 is where we get engaged with the local county parties. We get engaged with the state party. Like I said, the county conventions will be called. State convention will be held in February. A new chair of the party is going to get elected. We have to educate engage people next year to get them to understand the importance of the midterm election in 2026. Why? Because state senators, state reps, and a new governor will be on the ballot. One other thing you have to look at is how this will affect the direction of the state of Michigan. If we do as good a job as we did on November 5th in getting our people out to vote, we get a Republican governor. Don't know who that person's going to be, but it's going to go in a new direction. And a lot of the issues that we want, we are going to definitely have conversations with these candidates. You are going to be directly involved in this process. By listening to this show, being informed about these candidates, you're going to be able to share this information. We are going to work and do our best to vet the best candidate that shares our values, has the money to run a successful statewide campaign, and win this thing in 2026. Already looking at the layout of the land, how this is going to take off starting in January, I'm just giving you the heads up. Try to set aside $500, perhaps out of your tax return. $500 in savings. Start putting $40 a month aside. Call it your political fund. Call it whatever you want. Join your county party. Be prepared to go to Lincoln Day dinners, Reagan Day dinners. Be engaged. Go to county conventions. Go to state convention. This is what we're going to do starting in February of 2025. We already know that we're going to have our Antrim County Republican Party's Fun Shoot Pig Roast. That is going to be in the month of August, the fourth Saturday, August the 23rd, 2025. Mark your calendars right now. Price is going to be $50. It's going to be a great event. I'm talking to a few people about coming and being speakers, and we're excited. Mark your calendars for that one, August the 23rd, 2025. Plan on getting there in Antrim County, Central Lake, Muckle Road, at 12 noon. We're going to go from noon to 4. We're going to have the youth involved. We're going to have some training for youth. We may even have a competition for them. We're working on it right now with Brett Gooding and Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing. We're excited. But it's going to take effort. We cannot rest on our victories. We have got to absolutely improve on them. Plan to get the vote out even stronger in the next midterm. That's the goal. That's what we're focused on. Again, text me Beef. Text me Missy. Text me MP for my pillow. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Now back to the memories of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCCY, Sheboygan. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted